And Martin is here with his thought for the day today. Martin is a follower of Shi Chim Noi. Good morning.
Hello, Mark. Good morning. Over the years, concentration aids and the psyching up of our top tennis players has changed. In the days of Bjorn Borg, we saw quite a lot of fingertip blowing and ball bouncing before a service. Now, when success comes, fist clenching is quite common, and Tin Henman had his own style of this. The other day, he apologised for this show of emotion, and yet one tabloid paper criticised him for not showing enough emotion. I've never quite understood sports coaches who hold that to perform well, one must have anger to keep the adrenaline flowing. Anger, confrontation, aggression are all in the same family. My own teacher, Shi Chim Noi, says anger destroys success and progress. It transforms beauty into ugliness. Inside the circle of anger, fear and doubt unconsciously abide. More often these days, the sports psychiatrists have taken a leaf out of the book of the ancient seers and mystics of the East. They taught that within imagination, there is reality. If one can visualize sprinting past the other athletes to finish first, or kicking a penalty goal past the goalkeeper, then this can be achieved. Some 5,000 years or so ago, the Indian master of arms, Drona, said to his pupils, as they aimed their arrows at a straw-made bird in a tree, "What do you see?" They replied, "A bird." "What else?" he asked. "Leaves, branches," they said. When similarly asked, Lord Krishna's dearest disciple and friend Arjuna replied, "The bird." "And what else?" He repeated, "Just the bird." Arjuna was the greatest archer of his time. Similarly, Dave Beckham and top athletes will tell you that using these techniques, they are able to concentrate and focus with such intensity on their sport that often they do not hear the roar of the crowd. We may not be top athletes, but we can copy their techniques and the advice of the ancient holy men. If we can visualize, if we can imagine happiness and fulfillment in our work, in our family, in our life, then certainly we can achieve it. Goodbye.